the program, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls here. Still to come, the 10 illegal job interview questions. You might be a little bit surprised by some of these. But first, we go to Tony in California. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just picked up this flyer. I don't know if anybody's ever heard about this. It's something called the Shack 7. Now, there's a short paragraph that I want to read about it, if you don't mind.
I don't know. What is this?
Okay. Well, it says, on March 2nd, the Bush administration dealt yet another blow to the First Amendment as the Shack 7 were found guilty on multiple federal felonies for advocating the closure of the notorious animal testing lab, Huntington Life Sciences. It says, while the charges themselves sound alarming, the defendants are not actually accused of having personally engaged in terrorist or threatening acts. Instead, the government case centers around the idea that above-ground organizers of a campaign are responsible for any and all acts that anyone engages in while furthering the goals of the organizers. In this case, the claim is that Shack 7 should be imprisoned because underground activists engaged in illegal actions against companies with ties to HLS. Now, I don't know much about this, but I just wanted to see if anybody else knew about it. There's a website, www.shac7.com.
So let me see if I got this straight. You're saying that they convicted some people of what? I don't remember what the charges were. I don't know if you mentioned.
Okay, it's called violating the Animal Enterprise Protection Act, conspiracy, and interstate stalking using the internet.
But you're saying that they convicted the people who were sort of the ringleaders that were just basically encouraging people to do these actions as opposed to the actual individuals who perpetrated the action.
Right. I don't know much about it. I mean, if it's something like, PETA going around and, killing animals and throwing them in the dumpster, maybe that's not good. But if they're just advocating the closing of a testing lab, isn't that just a First Amendment right?
Yeah, you would think, but these people are usually, these anti-animal testing people are usually pretty radical. At least the Animal Liberation Front certainly is. I don't know if these people are tied with the Animal Liberation Front, but essentially it's a group of animal terrorists, for the lack of a better word. They disagree so vehemently they're willing to actually utilize violence on the testing labs, for instance, breaking and entering, going in and then, destroying the lab, setting things on fire. So if indeed they were actually engaging in activities that harmed others, I can understand. But to advocate it, to get in trouble for advocating that, that would bother me. I mean, I don't like the idea that people would be advocating violence or the destruction of others' property, but I don't think advocating it should be a crime.
Well, I agree. I don't know. I'd just like to see if anybody else knows anything about this, and I'll listen to the podcast.
What you might want to do also is post over on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com that we can throw a link up there, and people can go and analyze it for themselves and respond to you there. Give that a shot, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
If the government extended this logic to themselves, then George W. Bush would be in prison for murdering all those guys
in Iraq.
All of our troops and all those other people. So I don't know that it necessarily holds up. The government certainly doesn't hold itself to the same standards.
Of course not. There's a totally different set of standards for those guys.
Entirely different.
We continue with your phone calls. It's Josh in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Josh. Josh, New Hampshire? Going once?
Hello?
Josh, hello.
Can you hear me? I'm on a cell phone.
We have you, Josh. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you guys were talking about illegal questions during job interviews. I didn't get what you were talking about. I wanted to bring up...
We haven't started, that's why. But go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to bring up these 100-plus questionnaires that they're having people do during most job applications at this point.
Are you saying there's 100-plus questions on there?
I did one at a Pizzeria Uno, of all places, the other day. It was at least 92 questions.
Wow.
And aren't they usually questions about, what would you do in this circumstance, sort of morality questions?
Yeah, they're very generalized questions. Asking stuff like if you think it's morally permissible to steal a loaf of bread for your starving brother.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, those are important questions to ask because I don't imagine why anybody who is scummy would answer honestly to that. But I guess there are some people out there that will say, yes, I think that's okay. And, of course, it's not okay.
Well, the thing that has me worried about these, or well, not so worried, maybe annoyed, is that I've had friends who've gotten their results back and have been denied employment based on their answers. And these companies that review these, I think the one that does the most is Unicro. They will actually say your responses are too normal.
Too normal? So they're believing that you're faking because of that?
Yes, they're basically calling BS on you being a decent person.
Interesting. Wow.
Very, very interesting.
They must have done some study, you know. They must have really looked into that and seen that, you know, the people that were more scummy were more likely to...
But if normal is the way that they answer them, then perhaps these people are just normal.
That's
you know?
True.
I mean, normal isn't that abnormal now, is it?
That's what I'm thinking. Well, when you answer these questions, some of them pertain to your mood at the moment. Like one of them was, I am depressed, rating from strongly agree down five... little circles you can fill in to strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm. Right. Were you going on with a point?
Well, I was wondering whether or not you see this as some sort of profiling to weed out people who might not be completely compliant with anything asked of them.
I don't know. I think there's probably various different reasons for it. I think they want to probably determine. That may be a factor. They probably also want to determine the honesty or potential honesty of the employees and to get a good baseline for what their belief system is. And I, you know, I'm not a corporate hirer. And I'm not a human resources, so I can't really do much more than just speculate any more than you could. Mark, how do you feel about this?
I don't know. I know that interviewing is difficult. It's difficult to know what kind of person you're getting. I can understand why companies, go through this. It costs a lot to train. It's a pain in the butt to fire people. Often you can, you're dealing with lawsuits in firing people, or a lawyer will come and bring, you know, some kind of allegation and you just settle out of court with them, in order to fire them. So I can see why employers wouldn't want – there's essentially no problem in not hiring somebody because they answered some silly questions right or wrong. So
sure, I feel it's a lot of what I'm getting out of the show is you guys are really trying to get back to the sort of old world sensibility, more of a human-to-human connection. And I think things like this are just taking that away, not just from the workplace, but – I think in our society in general.
Well, I would agree with you, and I'd say that the biggest problem, the single biggest thing there is just the incredibly litigious society that we have.
Yeah.
Corporations, businesses are afraid to hire people because of, who they're going to get and how difficult it is going to be to get rid of them. And if we had a change in our legal system, which essentially the loser had to pay for, the expenses of the winner, then you wouldn't have that problem because people would be more willing to take a case to court. That's where decisions should be made, if not an arbiter, a court, some organization like that. Not because, oh, well, it's just not worth me taking it there, and the juries are so anti-business, and, you know, I have to pay the lawyers so much money just to do it. I might as well give them 10 grand.
I think you're right absolutely about that, Mark. I think it is all the rules also, not just the litigious society, but the rules that surround how you can hire people. The 10 questions we're going to go through here, one of the questions that's not listed here that I know for a fact is illegal to ask is why, if you call up, for instance, a reference, if you are the person hiring at the place of business and you call one of the references, you cannot ask why was this person fired. That would be a really easy way to find out, well, yeah, so-and-so stole from us. Boom, there you go. Now you know you don't want this guy. But if you can't ask that question, then what they probably have figured they have to do to figure out the answer is to ask 99 questions that sort of beat around the bush at the person's morality and try to see if you can figure out if the person is honest or not. So I would bet more than anything that this questionnaire you're talking about is really more of a direct result of the businesses trying to avoid either the lawsuits or avoid the government pitfalls. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you bringing that up. 800-259-9231, some other shocking questions that you are not allowed to ask by law during an interview process here in moments. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 03-01-2008. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both completely free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy.
Feeling a little chubby? You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. You can do it without permanently changing your diet. You can check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. Read some real testimonials and find out how to order this cleanse, FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, we talked to Dave in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Viva Free Talk.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
For the guy talking about if you advocate bad stuff, you know, they could put you in jail. Pretty soon they're going to be making all laws, like frivolous, stupid laws like that, to fill up all these private prisons they got going, man. It's like a new industry. They're going to make free workers, make little slave factories, and just probably, there'll probably be smoke police in a few years, you know, putting smokers, bad smokers.
Had that, Dave. They're way ahead of you. In some areas, not in every area, but in some areas, they actually have special snitch lines that you can call to snitch out somebody who might be smoking in an establishment where it's been banned.
Well, they're gonna have to fill up these private prisons, man, because then they get federally funded. Then they say, oh, we're going to put people to work and everything. And then they
got to
fill them up. And then, Ian, I come to the conclusion, you're more Christian than most Christians, man, because you espouse the nonviolent thing, and that's what Jesus was all about.
Yeah, but don't you have to believe in the Jesus to be a Christian? I mean, isn't that the definition, a Christian, believing in Jesus?
And that's what I dig about you, man, and more Christians should espouse it as you do, and you do it well. And I wanted to tell you...
I'll take that as a compliment, Dave. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you guys thanks. I'm on a CD now, this band called Marco Lolo or something like that out of Philadelphia. They
should know
me on the radio.
Cool.
They got the recording from you guys or something. I don't know.
Wait, what
happened?
I had
to sign a release. They got me to sign some release so they could put my voice on there, and now I'm on a CD.
Did they have you? Well, wait, they recorded something from our show, or did they have you do custom stuff for them?
I did stuff for them.
Wow. How did they get in touch with you?
Huh?
How did they find
you? You guys got in touch with me. You said some guy from Philly, I got the number from you guys. Remember? I don't know. It was about
vaguely. It must have been off the air, right? Yeah, we put you on hold with the board op, and he got your number, and you checked.
Yeah,
wow, very cool.
Yeah, and now I'm on a CD.
Congratulations, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it, as always. Wow, Mark, we're helping people make connections now. Isn't that exciting?
Well, we've been ever since we've been on the air, we've been helping people make connections in different ways. And it's the wonder of radio and actually any kind of communication. Those kind of things can happen. But there's just so many people involved in this.
Well, we've got such a wonderful community of listeners out there that really is so great at interacting with one another and sharing ideas and helping each other do things. For instance, if you go to the BBS and you get interactive there, there are over 2,000 people posting. Many of them have met in person in real life. A lot of them came up for the Liberty Forum this year here in New Hampshire. In fact, some of them have gotten together for business ventures together, and so
we've had
networking experience.
We had a map site. I think we still do have it. It's just doesn't work
promote
very well.
It. Yeah.
And
Math.freetalklive.com.
But we had a couple of guys that went to high school together. Happened to listen to the show. Put their names on the map, and
that's
they right next to each other, and so they found each other as a result.
Amazing stuff. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Jeremy, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, couldn't get through to you yesterday. I figured maybe Ian and company had a little too much of KGEZ yesterday.
No, I don't know what that was all about. The phone lines, I don't know. Were they that busy yesterday? I didn't think they were. Anyway, what's on your mind tonight?
I tried getting through a few times. That's besides the point. Never mind. What I was calling to talk about was I believe that employers should have a right, if they want to hire somebody, to ask whatever questions they want.
Absolutely, they should.
And for number two, but at the same time, I'm trying to figure out, you know, like OSHA requirements. I mean, they're a government organization. They're put there to protect the safety of the worker.
Yeah, that's not true. That's just, you know, that's like saying the FCC was put there to protect the listeners or to protect the radio station owners. And it's not true. The OSHA exists to harass business owners. OSHA exists to make entering a business more difficult, to therefore prevent new people from entering into a business. That's what the purpose of all regulation is. I mean, in reality, some of it might have started with the best of intentions, Jeremy, but the real reason is to make it so it's too difficult for you to where if you look and you want to start a business and you look at all the regulations that you have to jump through and the hoops that you have to perform, it just becomes overwhelming, and you just say, you know what, screw it. I'll just keep working at this job rather than start my own business. That's the point behind OSHA, is to keep people out of starting their own businesses.
It's the man keeping you down,
Jeremy.
That's
what it is.
I don't think that's necessarily true because, I mean, there are programs and stuff that rehabilitate workers if they can't go back to that certain type of job that say that they were injured on. Then there's programs that can go to school and.
No, I would agree with you that some of the purpose of OSHA certainly is to the idea is to protect workers. I'm not sure. I don't believe that they're necessarily successful or anything like that. I think it's arduous, some of the rules that they have. But I think that there's good people in there that believe that what their job is
but,
to protect
workers. I'd like to point out, though, Jeremy, that all the things you're talking about can easily be done, and many of them are being done in the marketplace. As far as job training is concerned, there are a lot of private job centers that help people get jobs. Goodwill is a fantastic example of a real-life organization that funds itself completely, 100% voluntarily. They don't take government money. And what they do is they help people that are downtrodden. They help people that are having a tough time get back on their feet. They help them get the training they need and get the job they want.
How many people do you know from the graduation of Goodwill University that have a successful career?
I don't know them right now, but I'm sure if somebody that works with Goodwill is listening, they could call and give you all kinds of stories. Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight. In fact, my dad used to work for Goodwill. He was in the IT department, so he wasn't, you know, on the boots on the ground with the helping people part. But it was an amazing organization, and they wouldn't be successful if they weren't helping people.
And I do know that Goodwill hires people straight out of prison. And
yeah.
Do you know how difficult it is to get a job straight out of prison? It is not an easy little trick.
Right.
So where were you for the last 9 years? Well, let me tell you. It's a difficult thing to do. So Goodwill will help people, have some work. Probably not the highest paying work in the world.
No, not at all.
But it's putting money in your pocket, and they'll help you get a place to live. Assuming, you know, that you're trying and those kind of things. So Goodwill, very good organization.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure, what can they do? They can't necessarily, I don't know what their job training entails and how many people have managed to move on from there, but I'm sure there's lots of success stories.
I think there are different tracks. Again, I don't have it in front of me. If you've got some experience volunteering with Goodwill, we'd love to answer these questions. We'd love to have you. 800-259-9231. We continue with Ladies Come First. Melinda is on the line in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Melinda.
Linda.
Oh, Linda. My apologies. Our board operator misspelled it. What's on your mind tonight?
Not a problem. Oh, you mentioned the smoke police, and I don't know, in this area, there's a program called the BARS program where they...
I want you to tell us more about it here in a moment, Linda, rather. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. Does Montana have a smoking ban? I bet Linda knows. We'll find out here in a moment. And you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated suitable for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe. And I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there for free, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. There's lots to talk about there. Get interactive with us and our listeners for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Sickle CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. Sickle CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, that's Sickle CAI. We go back to Linda in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Linda, you wanted to tell us about the smoking situation there in Montana. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I manage a tobacco shop here, and they have a program. It's called the Bars Program.
Mm-hmm.
They send young people around to see if they can purchase cigarettes without being carded.
Right.
And one young lady that came to the store, doing her job with the Bars Program, I found out afterwards that they had wanted her to bring her infant in the store, which the tobacco stores here are exempt from the non-smoking laws,
mm-hmm.
and they told her to bring her infant in, knowing that she would be taking him into a smoking situation, and yet they'll pull parents over if they're smoking in a vehicle.
That's crazy, huh? As long as they can catch you and fine you, they're willing to put the infant at risk.
Right.
But if you might be putting your child at risk, that's they'll fine you again. So it really just goes to show it's about the fine, it's not about the danger to the child.
Yeah, it's also about a double standard as well. I mean, everything's fine. If, you know, breaking the rules, that's okay. Doing something that's bad is all right if you're in the government. But if it's one of us little people, then we could get in big trouble.
Oh, it's totally like that. And as far as any other local laws, not just with the smoking, for instance, my son is going to court tomorrow on the ticket for no helmet violation. He was ticketed for riding at the local skate park in the bowl without wearing a helmet.
Oh, geez.
But he was pulled over three blocks away and given the ticket. They stake out the skate park to bust the kids without helmets.
Oh, I get it. I know why they pulled him over three blocks away. It's because his buddies wouldn't be around there, right?
Yeah.
Because if there's a bunch of skaters hanging out at the skate park and the cops start, you know, messing with people there, there could be a problem. You know, other skaters around means more people with cell phones, meaning more likely that somebody's going to start snapping photos or taking video. Because we've seen video over the years of skaters being harassed by the police, and it's usually taken at the skate park. But if one of them breaks away and starts to go home and they snag him three blocks away when he's all by himself, he's got no friends around to come to his aid. Those scumbags.
They have done that with a lot of the kids around here.
Mm-hmm.
They wait till they get away from the skate bowl itself and into a different area of the park. One young man was slammed up against a car and put in handcuffs and just totally demoralized and told what a horrible criminal he was.
Right. It's not good enough. It's not good enough that the kids are actually going to the skate park to skate.
That's the whole thing, is they put the park there so the kids would have something to do. And then what do? They send cops there. They don't have somebody on staff that the city pays or anything to watch the kids and enforce the rules or something like that. No, what in fact they have is police there in order to find the children so their parents have to pay these fines. I mean, it just draws the kids in. Yeah.
Well, around here, they totally harass anyone on a skateboard, even people riding longboards as a viable alternative means of transportation. Mm-hmm. They are immediately labeled criminals. They're ticketed and totally harassed. It doesn't matter.
Outrageous. It's just disgusting. Yeah, I'm glad you called in tonight, Linda, and thank you for the stories, and we hope to hear from you again. It was a great call, 800-259-9231. You know, I hope a lot of these skaters that are getting constantly harassed by the police, and they've never harmed anybody. Now, I can understand if you're destroying someone's property and you're skating on someone's property that doesn't want you to skate, then that's a separate issue.
But kids
going to the skate park, hanging out, that's where they've been told to go, and they're following the rules by going there. But no, then you got to find them nickel and dime them with fine after fine. For whatever reason, your pants are too baggy.
Unfortunately, one of the problems with skateboarding is that it's done by a lot of young boys.
Mm-hmm.
And young boys have, you know, very little respect for private property because they haven't worked hard for it, because we don't let kids work anymore.
Right.
So what you'll have is, they'll do rail slides and, truck grinds on marble curbs and things like that and destroy people's buildings. Not destroy them, but it damage people's buildings and property. And so therefore everybody gets labeled because of these guys. And certainly a lot of my friends did it. But another thing about skateboarding is it's fun to skateboard on sidewalks. It's a nice place to skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they've got pedestrians around there. And I saw an incident when I was younger of a friend of mine who was skateboarding, and it slipped out from underneath him.
Yeah, it happens.
And it shot out, and it hit in the shin.
Ooh,
little girl, who was probably 6 or 7 or something
she
like
cried,
that.
I bet.
Yep, she cried, and she had a little sundress on, and you could see the little scuff on her shin, and it hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Well, her dad was with her, and her dad was an off-duty cop.
Oh, boy.
So, grabbed my friend, threw him up against the wall, cuffed him, and took him off. And he got out the next, that evening or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was only skateboarding on a sidewalk. But, these are some of the things that people that skateboard really have to consider, is that you're walking into a situation where people are, prejudiced, and they're painting you with the brush of all the people that have come before you on a skateboard, where they've ground their trucks on their property and they've hit their little girls in their shins. So, You got to follow the rules. Sidewalks are for walking, unfortunately.
Sure. Well, and in a world where there was more private property and less public property, we'd have, I think, less incidents like that. And anyway, it's just so sad seeing young people being targeted for not harming anybody at all. If you're harming somebody, putting someone in danger, that's a whole different story, Mark. But these young people are not harming anybody. And so they're just turning it into a cash operation, just another revenue source, just like speeding tickets. And it just needs to stop. Just please, leave these kids alone. Because all you're doing, coppers, is you're making the kids hate you. Is that what you want? Because that's what you're going to get. The more you harass these skaters for not harming anybody, the more they're going to hate you and call you pigs and just generally be vehemently against the police. I hope a lot of these young people that are getting harassed, whether they're skateboarding or dancing at a club, you know, a rave or something like that late at night, again, another activity that doesn't harm anybody else, I hope a lot of these people end up discovering the message of liberty, maybe through Free Talk Live, and coming up here to New Hampshire and making a stand for freedom, because it's just going to keep getting worse where you are. It's just going to keep getting worse. We continue with Frank in Ohio. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, I like what Jeremiah and you were talking about, Goodwill and so forth.
Yeah.
Whether they provide anything for the community. They provided a lot. We got involved in transportation and wheelchair-accessible inter-urban transportation.
You said we. Are you working with Goodwill?
I have worked with them
in
the transportation field.
Gotcha.
They got the interurban transportation and transportation for people with senior citizens and disabilities to provide better access for travel, like wheelchair accessible vans and buses and so forth.
Right, and that's an only, you know, that's only one fraction of a lot of the work that they do. It's just, just a little bit of some of the work they do. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it, Frank. 800-259-9231, and they're a voluntary organization.
They are
not funded by the government. They managed to do it all on their own. How about that? You know, we'd have more of that if we didn't have all these government welfare programs and other these other nonsense government programs out there. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act. There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website to get interactive with us. It's completely free. All the features you will find there we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And for as little as $3 a month, you can help support the show, help get us on more radio stations, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Plus, you'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room and forum. By the way, somebody had asked earlier this week, I think it was, as to whether or not any females ever get into the Free Talk Live amp chat room. And I said that at that time there wasn't anybody, but it does happen. Tonight it has happened.
Oh my God.
One of our amplifiers, Bethany, she's also in the shrine, is in there tonight, and she was complaining because there aren't enough people in the chat room. There's only like 5 people there, and so I said, well, you know, you should post on the Free Talk Live BBS, and I bet that would convince people. But also I figured I'd mention it on the air because Bethany, attractive, blonde in her 20s, is in our chat room right now. Why wouldn't you want to be there, right? So if you want to join that fun, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com because it's only open to amplifiers. Anyway, 800-259-9231. I know, Mark, you're probably going in there right now, as a matter of fact. Perv.
No.
You old perv. We continue with your phone calls.
Actually, it's me in there. It's Bethany in there. I'm typing to everyone like I'm a 20-year-old attractive girl.
Let's talk to Eric. That's the thing with chat rooms. You never really know. One of the neat things about this chat room is it's a video chat. So if you happen to have a webcam attached to your computer, I believe Bethany does have one. If you happen to have a webcam attached to your computer, you can actually show yourself to the other chatters. In fact, you can even chat with audio, like you can actually talk to the other chatters on the chat room. Pretty cool. Anyway, let's continue with your phone calls. Talk to John in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, John. John, Montana.
Actually, hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I listened to you yesterday on KGEZ and called in talking about the all the alien stuff and all that and how tired I was and of hearing it, and it's good to hear that I've actually got the evening off, so I've had a chance to finally listen to you.
Oh, welcome.
But anyway, that aside, the lady that called in about the skateboard issue, I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here.
Okay.
And trust me, there's some serious, serious issues in the Flathead Valley, which, of course, is where Kalispell is.
Mm-hmm.
With law enforcement, but about 88% of them are legit good people and people I'd be proud to have as friends. And
have you met them all?
Over the years, I've met quite a few of them.
Okay.
And I'm kind of an activist in a lot of different issues, especially in Native American issues.
Right.
And they've had more than one opportunity to show force with me and have opted not to.
To their credit. To their credit. I said to their credit.
To their credit. And, you know, there's some just really good guys out there doing a job.
Okay.
On the other hand, we have that percentage of them who you put them in a black uniform and you load five guns in their car and give them a tank to run around town in, and they lose any mental capacity to have any rational thought. They think they become, you know, you pat them on the back and get them to go. It's like a pit bull. They're gonna go off.
That's right.
But in the case of the skateboard park, you know, the skateboard park isn't at the corner of a local park. The issue that they've had there since the very beginning is the fact that there are kids that are running around on this skateboard park, and if they don't wear helmets, this is a city, through city bonds, skateboard park. All it's going to take, and the city has been afraid of this since day one, is one kid to break his neck, become a paraplegic, and mom isn't going to be arguing about anything about, you know, pay for my kid for the rest of his life. So there's a lot of concern over head injuries, and the hospital has a helmet giveaway program. The police have been around there quite a bit lately because a lot of parents have called them saying that their children are being approached by drug dealers and by drunks trying to get them drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not this church group meeting place anymore. It's like any place that attracts kids unsupervised. Is it just tends to bring both types of kids, the really good kids and the really bad kids.
Sure it does.
So they're trying to keep a handle on this because it is.
That's a tragedy of the commons situation. You know, unfortunately, you've got a situation there where everyone owns it and nobody has anything to benefit except the kids. Except, I suppose, a reduction in crime. But, you know, people don't take the long view generally. They take the short view. That's why they're scared of people getting hurt. And I think that it would have been significantly better if they would have allowed a skate park to open. That way,
a private park.
Right. An owner could, you know, watch over the kids, make sure he, you know, he's not going to let the bad kids in. The kids that are selling dope and, you know, carrying switchblades, those kids aren't coming in.
Right.
Because he's going to say, you can't be here. And I don't think that necessarily crime's being reduced by allowing those kids in the skate park because probably they weren't going to, you know, they're bad kids already anyway. The idea is to keep the good kids from getting involved with the bad kids and idle hands and devil's work and all that stuff. So,
well,
you know.
Of course, we get a ticket and we look at, you know, I'm an aggressive driver. And right now they've got an aggressive driver program. They got highway patrol looking for people like me. And I get frustrated with people who are driving 45 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone, and I'll tend to go around them and get angry and make a face at them. And,
right.
You know, and yet if someone does it to me, I get all mad at them for doing that to me. And, you know, I hope they get that guy. And, you know, if I was just a cop, I'd ticket them. And it's real tough when it's our own kids involved or if it's ourself involved. But, you know,
right.
I don't want people getting the idea that, you know, all these cops are doing here is sitting on the corner, because I go by there 5-6 times a day, and I have never seen a cop sitting there photographing these kids. And
you might have just missed it.
No, it's not possible.
Well, the woman that called earlier, she was a mother of one of these kids, and I take what she has to say at face value because she's experienced this. Her young person has been harassed by the police, and you know, just because you don't see the cops doesn't mean they aren't there. For all you know, they've got a
For all you know,
they've got an undercover who looks, you know, 18, and he's out there skating with the kids. So who knows what sort of machinations they're going through in order to bust these
Do
kids.
We want our kids babysat by cops, I think, is really the question.
No, I don't. Well, and that's why I say that, Mark, your solution's right. Is this, if there's a demand for a skateboard park, then someone should have built it with private money,
and the
then
city
you can set private rules.
The city could have given incentives. They said, you know, for the first 5 years, there won't be any property taxes on the property where a skate park is put in. You know, all you have to do is get a business license for $20, and we won't have any, and you won't have any property taxes or business taxes or whatever. And then you can believe somebody would have hopped too on the skate park.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, they also loves to follow the disasters of every other state, it seems. We tend to find the things that are complete disasters in society, and then we try to redo them here.
Well, anything
and
government
that's just
does.
One of them. They found that, you know, like the Rails to Trails programs, the skateboard parks, and a number of other things that they've reproduced, the roundabouts and everything. If it's a total failure everywhere else, we'll do it. It's
well, that's what government does. I mean, government fails at everything that it tries, and so inevitably they, you know, governments borrow other ideas from other governments just because the idea sounds good. They don't really think about the reality. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that their government is just as inefficient and stupid as any other government. And so, you know, we've seen that trend. The governments borrow bad ideas from other governments. It's just what they do. So that's why we need to get these governments slashed down dramatically, if not completely eliminated. And thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate
you. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, imagine if it was a private skateboard park. Then the private skateboard park owner could require everyone to wear helmets. And if they, you know, there could be an option, though, to where if you wanted to sign a waiver or have your parents sign a waiver for you or something like that, have some process that you could go through to say, all right, well, look, I'm not going to sue you if you... You know, if I give you my name on this piece of paper.
I don't know exactly how effective those are, but yes, they certainly would have something just like that. The skating rink where I used to go had that.
Really?
I mean, just, you know, roller skates.
You had to sign a waiver?
Yeah.
Wow. 1-800-259.
Every time you went in.
800-259-9231. So, and it probably
would. I went to the nice skating rink, not that seedy little Stardust thing that you went to.
The nice one, I don't think exists anymore then.
No, they shut it down. Skating wasn't, you know, was more popular when I was a kid than it is when
yeah.
You...
Think about how much nicer it could be. I mean, if it was a privately run park, and I wonder if there are any skaters out there listening to the show and you have skated at a private park, tell us what it's like. I mean, I'm just envisioning what it could be like since there is a profit motive involved. You want the park to be in as good a condition as possible because you don't want people getting hurt. You know, you could sell refreshments. I mean,
government doesn't see the value of a skate park until it's their idea. Do you understand? So they're not going to, you know, they make it difficult on skate parks. You know, there's not a huge margin, you know, profit margin in, you know, providing something like this. So it can be, skate parks, it can be difficult to run one.
Well, you have to love skateboarding, and there are people that do. 1-800-259-9231. Still, your call's on hold. Get to you, plus the 10 questions, or at least 10. I'm sure there are more than this. But 10 questions you can't ask during a job interview. More control. The government never stops with its damn controls it puts on our lives. More on the way. Hour 3 coming up. Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.